Ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere on the great Llano Estacado, it's the one who tells it like he sees it. The one who thinks it's rude not to talk about politics and religion. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Governor Abbott repeats his goal to end Texas school property taxes, and he gets a big ovation for again calling for school choice. The Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. We've got the oil and gas rig count and Texas unemployment numbers out. Also, the Texas Medical Board today released their first set of rules or so-called guidance for doctors on complying with Texas law that bans abortions. We've got that and much more ahead on the program. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. The rotary rig count out from Baker Hughes shows the U.S. losing 5 drilling rigs this week. Texas was at 0. In other words, we didn't lose any, we didn't gain any. We're still down 78 from where we were at this time a year ago, sitting at 294 drilling rigs. On a related note, the Attorney General has joined 15 other states to sue the Biden administration for banning, or this pause or whatever. It's an effective ban on liquefied natural gas exports. Texas and Louisiana and all these other states have filed this case in court in Louisiana. 14 other states, along with Texas and Louisiana, filed this lawsuit. They say that the Biden administration's rule ignores the Natural Gas Act's presumption, and they're right, that's what the act reads, a presumption in favor of exports, and that's the policy. The states say the pause on the approvals oversteps the Department of Energy's authority under that Natural Gas Act, as reported by Reuters, which these states, including Texas, says requires the agency to affirmatively show projects for LNG exports are inconsistent with the public interest before they deny applications. The states also argue the ban jeopardizes billions of dollars in investments already planned to build natural gas export facilities. Now, this is one of our great things with fracking. We're awash in natural gas. We can be helping our allies around the world against the pressures from China and Russia, and the Biden administration wants to give the upper hand to our enemies. In the Reuters story has this paragraph that pretty much says it all. Environmentalists and youth groups, yeah, right, youth groups, they're just other Marxist front groups like the environmentalist groups. An important part of Democratic President Joe Biden's base had urged the administration over the last year to slow down or stop approval for LNG export projects. Now, why? Why would youth groups want that? Well, listen to this. Reuters says, which they claim can harm local communities with pollution. Yeah. And will lock in global reliance on climate change causing fossil fuels for decades. In other words, they simply want to turn everybody's energy off so that you can't use it anymore. No, no, Robert. They want to get away from fossil fuels. What are you going to go to? There's nothing else. These things don't work. These people are insane, folks. Texas Workforce Commission says that job growth surged in Texas in February. Texas experienced new record high levels for jobs. The job count increased by 49,800 over the month of February to reach 14,103,700 jobs. That is growth in 44 of the last 46 months. It's the largest total non-farm monthly job gain since January of 2023. And our growth has been 2.1%. That outpaces the U.S. growth by 0.3 of a point. 10 of the 11 major industries added jobs over the month in February, according to the Workforce Commission. Unemployment rates for February around Texas Abilene, 3.9%. Amarillo, 3.4%. Austin, Round Rock, 3.7%. Beaumont, Port Arthur, 5.9%. Brownsville and Harlingen, 5.8%. College Station, Bryan, 3.5%. Corpus Christi, 4.6%. Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, 4.2%. Dallas, Plano, Irving, 4.1%. Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, or Fort Worth, Arlington, 4.2%. El Paso, 4.8% unemployment rate. Houston, 4.6%. Killeen, Temple, 4.9%. Laredo, 4.8%. Longview, 4.9%. Lubbock, 3.7%. McAllen, Edinburgh, Mission, 6.2%. Midland was the lowest in the state at 2.9% unemployment rate in February. Odessa, next door, at 3.8%. San Angelo, 3.9%. San Antonio, New Braunfels area, 4.1%. Sherman, Denison, 4.1%. Texarkana, 4.4%. Tyler, 4.2%. Victoria, 4.5%. Waco, 4.1%. And Wichita Falls, rounding out the list, at 4.4% in February. Terrible story out of Arlington. An Arlington firefighter was shot during a welfare check, of all things. WFAA's team had the story in the update this afternoon. A little after midnight, they responded, Arlington police, to an apartment complex. A resident called 911, reported hearing children crying for an extended period of time in a neighboring apartment, calling for their mother to wake up. I guess they were hearing, wake up, mom, whatever. The police department officers from Arlington, Arlington Fire Department personnel, and I guess their medical teams went to the apartment. They knocked on the door, announced their presence. Nobody answered. They could hear children's voices coming from inside the apartment, continuing to call for their mother to wake up, so they heard it too. They knocked on the door, announced themselves. They waited more than 5 minutes, which if there's medical distress is a lot, but oh well, concerned somebody could be injured or in need of emergency medical attention, they made the decision to force entry while they used the breaching tool to pry open the door and continued announcing their presence. But just after that, a single shot was fired from inside the apartment and a firefighter was struck. That was firefighter Brady Weaver. Pray for him. No additional shots were fired. No one else was injured. Police commanded everyone to exit. A man, a woman, and two children came out. It's weird. Why were they shouting that? The woman was awake. The man who they believe was the shooter is detained, of course, being investigated. The firefighter was taken to hospital in critical condition but was upgraded to serious but stable condition. He needs your prayers today. Just going to help somebody who might be in distress. Terrible. A McKinney man's been sentenced to 5 years for hiding paycheck protection loans during his bankruptcy. Pretty stupid thing there. Longtime Amarillo city manager John Ward has died at the age of 70. Mr. Ward was city manager of Amarillo from 1983 to 2005, a very long tenure there in the capital of the Golden Spread. SpaceX chief Gwynne Shotwell saying that they plan to try their next launch, their next test launch in May if they can, all right, the beginning of May. That from Valley Central. Progreso's mayor, we reported on earlier this week, arrested on drug charges. The feds saying at a hearing yesterday that he was hiding drugs in the Dorothy Thompson Middle School in Progreso. And also, I think at his mother's home, they found $750,000 in cash. Woman's been arrested in Brownsville at the bridge for trying to smuggle live monkeys inside her bag. 26-year-old U.S. citizen. Can't do that. Smith County kidnapping that we reported on earlier this week. The sheriff there in Smith County, Tyler, told KETK it's directly related to cartel, that the Mexican cartels are in the area, that they're extorting people for money. This stuff affects all of us. Oh, and the Tarrant County Appraisal District suffered a big ransomware attack on their computer systems this week. That reported by the Fort Worth Report. Back in a moment with more Pratt on Texas.
Don't like the breaks? Some say the brakes are better than Pratt. But then again, those folks don't listen.
Many have heard my Pratt on Texas broadcast from the offices of Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica. Over a decade, many listeners have acted to save money while getting the highest level of dental care available. I'm not kidding about the trip being like a free vacation. In many cases, two of you can fly, stay, dine, shop, and take adventures to beaches, rainforests, volcanoes, and more, and have top quality dental work done for less than just the dental work for only one person at home. Turn that unpleasant expense into a memorable adventure. Click on the dental care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Native Texan, or just got here as soon as you could. Welcome to Pratt on Texas. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you listening in Lubbock on our affiliate, Walk by Faith Radio, 1420 AM, 98.7 FM. One of my favorite places the last while has been Narrow Bar downtown in the bottom of the old First National Bank Pioneer Natural Gas building, or Wells Fargo building as you know it. That whole bottom floor has been redone. It's just fabulous. They've got the best outdoor space in Lubbock. And Narrow Bar is really neat, ladies and gentlemen. And they've joined us to promote their lunch. They have a great lunch down there. It's like taking a lunchcation. One of the guys I was with down there, he came up with that. It's like a lunchcation. Quality food and really priced right and served fast. And it'll give you an appreciation for the new downtown Lubbock. It's modern, beautiful, has one of the nicest outdoor spaces in the hub city. And you can get down there, 1500 Broadway, McDougal Plaza. They open at 11 a.m. Lunch is great. If you want to see more about it, it's narrowbar.com. But they're advertising on the morning reprise, the repeat of the show that runs on KWBF 6 to 7 a.m. every morning. And they want you to have lunch with them. And I want you to. It's become a real favorite for all of us. Isabel and I both really like it a lot. And again, priced right. That's something you can't say these days. But I've got something special for listeners right now. Just today, Friday the 22nd, if you'll go to PrattOnTexas.com, you'll see a link there near the top. It says, click here to enter for a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in Lubbock. Entry closes at 10 p.m. tonight, Friday the 22nd of March. Well, we'll do a couple of these every month for a while. I want people to discover it. I really do. It's just fantastic. Go to PrattOnTexas.com up to 10 p.m. on Friday, today, the 22nd of March, and enter for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar. You're going to be impressed. It's like another person I was with said, man, a friend of mine went who's a big foodie, and he really loved it. And he said, man, this is kind of like reminds me of when we used to do the events at the red carpet. It's like being somewhere else. There's just such a really neat atmosphere. That is exactly right. And a good friend of the show called it a lunchcation, so that's what we're calling it. Get down there for lunch. Now, they're open in the evenings. It's an upscale bar with top-of-the-line whiskeys and all that kind of thing, and the same menu at night. And it's a very simple, limited menu. Priced right, and it's everything on it. I've had almost everything on it, and it's excellent. You can learn all about it there. Just go to PrattOnTexas.com, click through for your chance to win. By the way, there's a link there on that entry page where it says Narrow Bar. You can go look at more details and see their menu. Well, have a chance at winning that $25 gift certificate. Get your entry in now. Entries close at 10 p.m. Friday night, the 22nd of March. I have to say all that because so many people listen to the show on that morning repeat. The morning reprise, and on our podcast. I mean, many, many, many people listen to the podcast, and sometimes they don't download it until several days later. So you're going to miss it if you don't get it in, your entry in. So that means your odds of winning are going to be really high, folks. Get into PrattOnTexas.com. Get your entry in for that gift certificate to Narrow Bar. Today in Texas history, 187 years ago during our Revolution, the 22nd of March, a 60-ton armored schooner named Liberty, commanded by William Brown, seized the brig Durango in Matagorda Bay. Now, Durango, despite its Spanish name, was owned by a New Orleans mercantile house with long-standing interest in the Texas trade, which means she was probably not carrying war contraband to help the Mexican army. However, That's what they claim, but we probably just needed the vessel and the supplies for the revolution, so we seized it. That's what you get in war, my friends. And and so the Liberty was a new ship. We'd only purchased it 2 months before. Durango incident added to a really hostile attitude in the United States about attacks by both Mexico and Texas on U.S. vessels, which led to the arrest of the crew of the Invincible after that vessel captured the U.S. merchant vessel Pocket. The Durango incident was officially closed a couple of years later, 1838, when the Republic of Texas and the U.S. entered into a convention of indemnity. And that settlement also settled the Pocket claims for $11,750 plus interest. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company with over 220 years of combined experience. They have in-house title examiners. They're fast. They're great. They're Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them. HubCityTitle.com if you happen to be in Lubbock. Well, the U.S. House passed this earmark-laden $1.2 trillion consolidated spending bill hours before the shutdown deadline. Surely the Senate will pass it, too. I noticed that Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever's filed a motion to remove the speaker because of this. Well, they didn't have to vote for it. Most of the conference voted for it. 112 members of the Republican conference voted for it. That's more than half of the Republicans. And one thing to know, oh, by the way, Kay Granger of Fort Worth, you know, who's retiring at the end of this term, is the chairman of the big House Appropriations Committee. And Kay Granger's never been conservative on spending, folks. Just so you know, she's an insider's deal maker person. And but she's stepping down from that position as chairman of that powerful committee early. She'll remain till the steering committee selects somebody else. That news breaking today. Now, the conference tells you that they cut spending. In recent years, domestic spending skyrocketed, adding trillions to our national debt. For the 118th Congress, the House Republican Conference made a promise to change the trajectory of federal spending and put an end to budgetary waste. Yeah, this thing's full of earmarks. The bills present this bill, they say, these bills represent the first overall cut to non-defense and non-veterans affairs spending in almost a decade. Fundamentally, the bills achieve what the House Republicans set out to do by strategically increasing defense spending, rescinding wasteful Democrat spending, and making targeted cuts to overfunded non-defense programs. It gives the Defense Department more money for new programs. The Department of State gets a good cut, a 6% cut from fiscal year 2023. That's good. And puts restrictions on funding from China and that United Nations Relief and Works Agency, and stops the Consumer Protection Commission from using money to try to restrict our gas-powered stoves and things like that. They claim that they cut some Democrat sacred cow budgets in this, so maybe they did, but it's still a lot of money, and it's all this spending that's causing inflation, my friends. I noticed something funny at the insider subscription, super liberal-owned and operated Texas, the Quorum Report in Austin. The insider gossip sheet for the legislators, it always kowtows to the aristocracy down there, no matter who that aristocracy is, but they've always hated conservatives. So if you have a conservative, well, really, they didn't kowtow to Speaker Craddock. They hated him, did everything they could to ruin him. One of the funny things, because they only talk inside the Capitol talk. So every time they have a story about anybody that's one of Phelan's lieutenants who's a committee chairman, they always refer to that person, or almost always that I've ever seen, they always refer to them in their headlines and in their reports as chairman. They never say state rep or representative. They always say chairman so-and-so. Tells you a little bit about what's going on with the liberals at Quorum, and they are some of the most leftist people. The owner, Harvey Kronberg, one of the most leftist people in Texas. Their headline for Representative Oliverson announcing for speaker yesterday, QR, they always do Quorum Report, QR : Representative Oliverson announces for Texas House Speaker. He's chairman of a major committee. That's a big slight at Quorum Report, and it just tells you something, and it's funny. Governor Abbott's endorsed John McQueeny in House District 97. We've got a runoff there. Between John McQueeny and Cheryl Bean. Cheryl Bean almost pulled this off without a runoff at 49.5%. The governor coming in for John McQueeny in this race, and that could tip it the other way. We'll see. Leslie Robnett was the third place on that. a new political action committee has been created by all these people at work at Denton schools. You know, they've been electioneering like crazy. A judge told them to stop it. Now they've created a PAC, a political action committee, to go after, to promote the homosexual agenda. And get this, the name of it, I guess they're SOD PAC, S-O-D-P-A-C. Heretofore known as Sodomy Pack.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
Building owners, architects, builders, and others who design and construct in the great state of Texas, it's about time you inform your colleagues about being Texan. In your business, that starts with this one fact that seemed to be widely known a few decades ago, but has been lost to many with the influx of new Texans. The Texas Government Code, Section 3100.055, display of the Texas flag on flagpole or flagstaff with flag of the United States, subsection B reads, if the state flag and the flag of the United States are displayed on flagpoles or flagstaffs at the same location, the flag should be displayed on flagpoles or flagstaffs of the same height. Respect Texas, our flag code, and our culture. Stop setting poles and staffs lower than the national standard flies. The Texas flag is to fly when on a separate pole at the same location at equal height to the flag of the United States. Protect Texas. Do it right, please. It may sound impossible, but Isabel and I have done it, having big fun while going to the dentist. Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's practice in Costa Rica is personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. Her office is near most of the embassies and a place perfect for walking and enjoying the wonderful weather. If you want top dental work at amazingly affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
We're back with more Pratt on Texas. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club at PrattOnTexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I'm not kidding you, folks. Here's the story by Aaron Anderson at the Texas Scorecard. New PAC backs Denton school board candidates who support, quote, students of all identities. One of the committee's goals is to, quote, elect school board members who champion the needs of students from all identities. And they're talking about homosexual, trans, and everything else. They're calling it Supporters of Denton ISD PAC or SOD PAC. Sodomy PAC. It's perfect. It is perfect how things work out. And one of their purposes, they claim, is to avoid political agendas and divisive ideologies. I mean, you really have to be near just pure diagnosable mental illness to not understand that what you're doing is a divisive ideology. And there, the student newspaper over at University of North Texas is extremely leftist. They said that Denton ISD employees are participating in the PAC anonymously because they want to remain safe from implications of political bias. In other words, they're not willing to put their name on what they do. Mitch Little, Denton dad and attorney, just won the Republican primary race to represent House District 65, called the North Texas Daily article extremely concerning. Quote, apparently, electioneering in Denton ISD is moving underground. That's what he said on X. Remember, the attorney general filed a civil lawsuit against them, and a judge did rule against them for using taxpayer money to electioneer. And so these people have created a pack called SOD PAC. That's sodomy PAC, so they can pack sodomy in the school. Reality is stranger than fiction. That's all I'll say. Now, my friends, There is a couple of stories that Texas Public Policy Foundation had its big, one of its big, its annual policy summit. Governor spoke, Lieutenant Governor and other people. And the thing that got a lot of media attention was that Dan Patrick said that Abbott is vice presidential, you know, and he's Trump's guy here. And of course, the real joke on that is if Abbott goes, he becomes governor. So, but it got a lot of attention. But Patrick said this country's in as bad a shape as I've seen it in my entire lifetime during that luncheon. Patrick lambasted Biden, praised governor for his speech Wednesday to the think tank, which he emphasized the state where Abbott emphasized the immediate need to quell illegal crossings from the border and make arrests and all of that. Patrick hinted that the governor's speech and policy showcased his political prowess to the point of nodding that Abbott could join the 2024 ticket as Trump's running mate. I thought it was one of the best speeches he's ever given, Patrick said. It was very vice presidential. And then he joked later, and when he's out of state, I make his salary. He said, because he becomes, you know, governor when the governor travels. If he's on the ticket, though, that'd be $100,000 a year for the rest of 2024, no matter what happens. But what really happened there that was important was the standing ovation. I mean, everybody fired up on the border stuff and fighting these court rulings and everything. But it was the standing ovation came when they talked about, when Patrick and everybody in the, talked about passing school choice bill. And that's Abbott get a lot of kudos for that. Patrick getting a lot of kudos for that. And he said it's time for parents of Texas to have the right to send their child to school of their choice. And they also talked about efforts to bolster the electric grid and pass additional border security and all that. Now, the big thing Abbott talked about that is getting serious attention, because these things take a while to work out, something we've been working on for a very long time. And Andrew McVeigh over at Texans for Fiscal Responsibility writes it up and says, one of the highlights of Abbott's address was his statement regarding the state surplus and property taxes. Governor Abbott told attendees it was his intent to continue to cut property taxes until Texas eliminates school maintenance and operation, M&O, property taxes completely. Now, folks, this doesn't need to be ad hoc. The legislature needs to adopt a 10, 8, whatever year, 12 year, whatever plan. And then we need to put this maybe in, even in a constitutional amendment or something to hold them to it so that we get this done. That's the type of property taxes that pay for the day-to-day operations of the school district. It's not like the debt for building something. And it is by far the biggest thing we pay in property taxes in Texas. Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, of course, couldn't agree more that we need to do that. So, and Abbott pointed out surplus money doesn't belong to the state. It belongs to taxpayers. Now, the governor said in 2022 he wanted to eliminate school property taxes. This is something Texas Public Policy Foundation's done the scholarly work on for years. You've heard experts on the show explain how it can be done. And everybody wants to act like, well, no, it can't, because they just have this attitude that anything that's different can't be done. And I get sick of that from these people. But nevertheless, Abbott put it on a second special session agenda back then, but didn't follow through. So we'll see. We can do this, though. We can get rid of it. You can freeze the growth of the state budget, which saw a record increase last year under supposedly conservative budgeting, and cut wasteful spending, freeze school M&O taxes at their current levels, and then use 90% or more of the state's surplus tax revenue, which is our money, not the state's, and apply it to the M&O tax rate compression until that rate is compressed to zero. Can it be done? Well, a lot of economists have looked at this and believe it really can be done. There's research that shows total property taxes collected across the state have increased roughly 338% over the last 26 years. The rate of population and inflation growth has only been 126%. In other words, local governments just can't stop spending, and they're spending at much higher rates than they did historically. We could do this. We got to have really bold leadership to do it. And I'm sure that right now the school choice thing is top of mind, but it's time for the governor not to do another. This time he finally stood up for school choice and pushed hard, and then he got involved politically. Back in 2022, he talked about this, and then pretty much just he put it on one special session agenda. They ignored him, and he just left it. And that's one of the reasons I've been very, very critical. Well, it's one thing to lose, but it's another thing to come out and say, we're going to do this and I'm going to lead and then not lead. And that's where Abbott's been. Now, lately, I've given him a lot of credibility because he finally got out there on this school choice. And now the border stuff, you know, it's still a lot of theater and a lot of money, but at least we're fighting. The fact is, this school choice thing's the first thing Abbott really put big money behind and worked his tail off to get out and do in these races and still working on. We've got a bunch of anti-school choice incumbents in runoffs. So hopefully he'll keep it up. The question is, will Abbott continue to lead? Now, if he gets put on the Trump ticket, he won't be here leading. Patrick's all for this. He will lead. It depends on what happens elsewhere. whether we actually have people who have the guts to lead on this phase out of the property tax. It is great and laudable to say, well, we're going to do a little bit every time we can. That's not good enough, though, because we know what politicians do, and we also know that people don't even realize change over more than a year or two's time. They just don't they don't realize, for example, how much more money per capita that there's beyond inflation and population growth that their school districts and their cities and counties are spending now, because it just kind of comes in increments. Then you wake up and you look at it and realize, my gosh, how did our local government get so much bigger? They're not doing any better of a job. And I'm talking beyond growth. They're spending growth beyond population and inflation. The legislature needs to adopt a real plan with teeth, and that would require a constitutional amendment that binds future legislators. I don't think there is probably much appetite for that, and I don't know that they could get the votes, but they should at least put together a definitive, a definite plan with a timetable. Granted that a future legislature can override it, but at least it gets it done. And that ought to be, puts it on paper, something we can measure. And that needs to be a top priority going into the next session come January 2025. Back in a moment.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
Judson Eddins of Eddins Furniture, located at 19th and Avenue N in downtown Lubbock. Home of the buy one, get one free recliner special starting at $5.99. Bring your dreams and imagination for your home, and we'll take care of the rest with affordable prices and fast delivery. Let our friendly staff help you pick out the furniture that you've been dreaming of. Family owned and operated for 2.5 decades. Come to Eddins Furniture, 19th and Avenue N in Lubbock, and check out our website at eddinsfurniture.com.
Shop with Judson Eddins. He's one of us.
At Thacker, every piece of jewelry represents a moment in time worth celebrating.
But when the jewelry leaves our store, that's when the real story begins. Her engagement ring will tell the story of the loving relationship that you share.
Your wedding band tells the story of the perfect day when you two came together. I'm blessed to be in a business where every piece of jewelry that leaves our store goes on to tell a beautiful story. We hope you'll start your story with Thacker's.
Modern, unique, sophisticated, and I'll add well-priced, Narrow Bar on the ground floor of McDougal Plaza, 1500 Broadway, is a top place for Lubbock lunch. Priced right and served fast, Narrow Bar is the place to meet for lunch for business or just relaxing with friends. Take a lunchcation at beautiful Narrow Bar today, opening at 11 a.m. Overlooking Broadway with plenty of parking, Narrow Bar is the place for your lunchcation. NarrowBar.com.
Listening to Pratt is more fun than cow tipping on a Friday night. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Don't forget to go to PrattOnTexas.com until 10 p.m. tonight. Get your entry in to win a $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar, one of my favorite places to eat now in Lubbock. If you're in the Lubbock area, go do that. It's at PrattOnTexas.com. Entries close at 10 p.m. Friday, the 22nd of March. I had a story yesterday that I didn't have time for that I mentioned that shows just how perverted is in practice all of this bail reform and criminal justice reform coming from the left, and judges who don't care about it and DAs who don't really care about crime. This is just another example. It's a story that appeared at Fox 26 Houston by Randy Wallace this week. 26-year-old woman given 16 bonds in about a year accused of seriously injuring fast food employee. I'm not going to read you the whole story, but it's somebody named Aubrey Donnell Davis. You can't point a finger at just one judge for helping Davis continue her alleged crime spree. Judges in Harris, Galveston, Fort Bend, and Brazos counties all had a chance to stop her, but chose not to. A Harris County judge was the first to give Davis a big break back in 2020 by sentencing her to 4 years deferred probation for robbery, and then early terminated her deferred probation and called her a success, according to Andy Kahn with Crime Stoppers. A little more than a month off of getting off probation, which was early, Davis began racking up bonds. There were personal recognizance bonds, which means they don't even put up any money. On misdemeanors, there were PR bonds on felonies given out in Harris County. Between June 16th and December 14, 2023, Davis was granted 13 bonds in Harris counties, 3 felonies and 10 misdemeanors. She just let go. Between January 23 and January 24, she posted 1 felony bond in Galveston County, has a felony bond in Fort Bend County, and a misdemeanor theft bond in Brazos County. Keep in mind, Khan says, when you're on bond and you're being charged with other crimes. Davis was arrested earlier this month and charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. According to court documents, she and an accomplice stole sandwiches from a Subway sandwich shop. They allegedly ran over an employee chasing after them, causing that employee significant injuries to her entire body, internal injuries, severe abrasions, and lung damage. That should have never happened. This person should have never been out on bond. But this is exactly how it works, folks. And this is what the Soros members and the Democratic Party of today are bringing you everywhere in their so-called criminal justice reform. Now, Philip Jankowski, Maureen Wolf, reporting for the Dallas Morning News today, this afternoon, on the first proposed rule from the Texas Medical Board. If you'll remember, lobbyists Amy and Steve Bresnan petitioned the medical board in January to clarify exceptions for the ban on abortion in the state of when the life of the mother is in danger. And, of course, you've heard the media tell you all these people, they couldn't get it done. They had to go out of state, all this, and all these doctors couldn't do it. And I told you that's a lie. These are the leftist pro-abortion doctors going to the media, making a big show of all this stuff. Because like that one woman, when they got to the Texas Supreme Court, the doc didn't present any the medical evidence. Just, it's all PR. To make you think, oh no, this is terrible, and we gotta loosen this up because the doctors don't know what to do. And I've got data to prove how wrong that was. The medical board only they've stayed general in their rule and relied on the Supreme Court ruling that the decision's in the hands of each doctor. They did put one qualifying exception for 100% of the time, which is ectopic pregnancies, which are 100% fatal to the fetus. To the baby, not fetus, you people at Dallas Morning News. Texas Alliance for Life put out some really good statistics before this report came out, because you've been told in the media that doctors just don't know what to do, and they repeat that in that Dallas Morning News story. I mean, everybody's confused. They have no idea, except if you look at the actual numbers, there have been 71 medical necessity under the life and health exceptions. Abortions done by Texas doctors since Dobbs, since the decision by the Supreme Court when our law went back into place banning abortion. In other words, they've been just what I told you. They've been lying to you. Doctors have performed 71 abortions under the medical necessity exception, according to data from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, with no liability to the physicians. And yet they keep telling you, oh, these docs, they don't know what to do, they can't do it. And it's just balderdash. It's just a lie. And we've known that from the beginning, and it really came forward when that woman that's gotten all the national attention had her case at the Texas Supreme Court and didn't even present the medical stuff, didn't even show that she went and got a second opinion, which the law requires, or anything from a colleague or anything. It's just all politics. Well, the medical board's trying to clarify it, but they're not going to go into all these exceptions, which is what the left wants, and I think that's probably wise on their part. Switching to the border, you've probably all seen that video by now of the illegal aliens pushing through in El Paso, the Texas National Guard knocking soldiers down and everything else, and then they came up against another barrier they couldn't get over. I mean, just it is an invasion. It's unquestionably an invasion. Congressman Wesley Hunt said to the video, no, these aren't scenes from World War Z. This is your southern border, thanks to Joe Biden. Congressman Troy Nails added, we're being invaded and Joe Biden's doing nothing to stop it. Well, they stormed the border. They knocked over guards and all that, 600 of them. And it is. And you've got this TikTok video guy. He's an illegal alien here. Moreno. I think he's from Venezuela. He has 500,000 followers on that TikTok thing. And he's got 3.9 million views as of a couple of days ago, according to the New York Post, for his video telling them that they all come here and telling them how to, you know, use to basically squat in homes, take over people's homes and everything. He lives with his partner and their baby daughter here illegally. You know, Biden let them in. And he told them that they should not become a public burden, that they should invade unoccupied homes, and tells them how to try to use squatters' rights and everything. But this is how insane it's gotten. Also, Roadrunner Charters, based in Dallas, has knuckled under to New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, that they won't bust the migrants anymore to New York City. They won't, because there's a lawsuit, which, of course, that lawsuit has no possibility of being upheld. They just knuckled under. I put up their corporate link, and it's got their phone numbers and everything on the Facebook a day or two ago. You can go find it there if you want to. The big story out today was by Greg Norman at Fox News. Border Patrol chief says jail time and tougher consequences need to be used. Jason Owens made the remark yesterday to CBS News as that large group was, you know, captured on video, bursting through the razor wire and surging towards the border wall in El Paso, knocking down troops, which is assault. And he said, Owens said, I'm talking about jail time. I'm talking about being removed from the country, and I'm talking about being banned from being able to come back because you choose to come in the illegal way instead of the established lawful pathways we've set for you, Owens said. He said, we need to take a look at the asylum laws and make it where only people that have legitimate claim can claim asylum, right? But the problem, Jason Owens, is the president and the Democratic Party doesn't hold that position, and they haven't for a very long time. That's the divide here. They don't care about doing it the right way or anything else. And by the way, he stood up for SB4, for Texas SB4. And the White House says it'll only make communities in Texas less safe and everything else. But Owens told CBS News that the law's not going to stop us from doing our job. And there's no better partner for the Border Patrol than the Texas Department of Public Safety. Well, there you have it, my friends. It's just insanity on parade. Insanity on parade. Go to PrideOnTexas.com if you're in Lubbock. Go enter for your chance till 10 o'clock tonight, Friday the 22nd, to win a $25 gift certificate to one of my favorite places in the Hub City, Narrow Bar. Great place to eat lunch. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. And may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.